The Humane Society on December 11th and 12th. You can visit their winter wonderland, enjoy holiday treats, and shop for animal lovers on your list. And as in celebration for the home for the holidays, cats 1 year and older will be free, and kittens will be only $50. That's December 11th and 12th at the Humane Society in Bellevue. So I think that covers the current happenings. If you want more details and more items, go to MarthaNorwalk.com and click on current events. And next week, it will be, we're talking food. Ann Martin, International Pet Food Authority, will be joining us. She is the author of Food Pets Die For, Shocking Facts About Pet Foods. Hear her story and how she discovered what can and still does end up in pet foods. It's pretty scary. And we'll be talking about home cooking and all that good stuff. And we'll be giving away copies of her book, Food Pets Die For. And we will have open phone lines so you can talk to her if you like. So be sure and join us next week. Right now, we're wrapping up hour number two. We are going to turn this right around, so stay right where you are. We will come back and I'll give you a little contact information, and then it'd be time. We'll be talking energy medicine. Is that what we're calling
it? That's right.
Energy medicine. Ooh-hoo. Mm-hmm. This is going to be fun. Stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets. Expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KWJZ 98.9 FM, Digital HD3 Seattle.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Hi, I'm Joy Turner, host of Talk With Your Animals, the show that lets you talk with your animals Wednesdays at 3 p.m. As a medium, I talk with your companions live on air to find the answers to the questions you want to ask. Call in and ask about health, behavior, transitions in life, or anything else. Even talk with animals who have crossed over. Animals have wonderful things to say. Join us for a fun-filled and inspiring hour Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Talk With Your Animals with Joy Turner, the show you and your animal companions are going to love.
Hi, this is Julie Forbes. Join me on Wednesday afternoons from 2 to 3 p.m. for the Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. Listen to discussions on dog-related topics and call in to voice your opinion or ask my opinion about your dog. We will talk about everything from dog behavior to pet food to dog training programs in prisons. The Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. Tune in Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. Now, the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. Now, if you're just tuning in and you're expecting us to be out at Posada Safe Haven having our holiday party in the woods, yeah, well, you know, live radio. The live radio bug struck again, and because of the issues that we needed to address, we postponed because the new CEO of Posada got called out of the country and at the last minute and was not available, and we couldn't address the issues we needed to address without him. So we have postponed that remote broadcast. Let you know as soon as we get that rescheduled. And today is Vet Sunday with Dr. Bill Burlingame from Quilceta Veterinary Clinic in Marysville is here. And I just want to let you know that if you have an animal medical care question, you can certainly give us a call, and we will do our best to try to work you in. We are going to get started on our energy medicine discussion here very shortly, and we will have a special guest joining us soon. If you need to get a hold of us, oh, and by the way, Scotty, do we still have the Soul Spa to give away? Okay. We do still have the Robin Alexis Soul Spa 1-year free subscription is available. It's a $300 value. If you are not a current member of the Soul Spa, you can win this generous gift. All you got to do is give Scotty a call. Local number 425-373-5527. Toll free 888-298-5569, or send us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. You can be in touch with Animal World when we're off the air by going to the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com, and click on current events for current events. Click on any of our show sponsors and advertisers, their links on the homepage to get to their websites, and there's lots of great information for you. There's also an audio archive link so you can go back and listen to shows again if you want to hear Dr. Bill, his fabulous radio voice. You can go, once this show is loaded up, usually sometimes later on Sunday, you'll be able to listen again. And you can contact me through the website, contact Martha link, or address your own email program to MarthaLight, L-I-G-H-T, at AOL.com. But if you need my assistance as a behavior therapist, I do not work via email, and I get really busy. So the best way to get a hold of me is call me and bug my voicemail. Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling, and my number is 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. If you're submitting a current events item, do so via email, please. And if you need to mail something to Animal World, the Animal World mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road, Monroe, Washington, 98272. And do remember that I write a regular column for the New Spirit Journal, and you can pick it up at a number of locations. It's free around the area, or you can read it online at newspiritjournal.com. And guess what I'm writing about? Don't we often talk about and write about stuff that's going on in our life? So my column's now about raising kittens. Kittens can be crazy. I have a ninja cat. We're going to be talking about her in just a minute. Before we do, if you want to get a hold of Dr. Bill Burlingame at Quilceta Veterinary Clinic in Marysville. You're just working on Mondays and Tuesdays these days, right?
Yes.
So you got to catch him on Monday or Tuesday. The phone number for Quilceta Veterinary Clinic is 360-659-8482. Then we had a caller, Dr. Bill, wondering about the transfer factor. It says, is there a phone number they can call? Because whoever calling in doesn't have a computer and can't email you.
Just call the office.
Call Quilceta, because I know that I've seen it. You have it on the shelf at Quilceta Veterinary Clinic. I ordered online. Mm-hmm. I know through you somehow.
I can set them up so they can call.
Okay, so if you don't have a computer and can't email Bill, you can call Quilceta Vet Clinic about transfer factor. It's 360-659-8482. All right, we promised, and where we're going now, to all the great innovative stuff that Dr. Bill gets into, we're now moving into, what are we calling this new, we call this a new field of energy medicine?
Energy medicine, it's using different spectrums of light that have a positive effect on the body.
Okay.
And so there are different types of therapeutic lasers, which we've had at our office for about 2 years now, I think.
Now, this is different than the laser that you do surgery with,
The
right?
laser we do surgery with is a CO2 laser and actually cuts through tissue
right.
about a half a millimeter thick at a time. So that's a whole different type of energy.
But I was so impressed because even with those laser surgeries, you can get things that you can't get with just normal cutting.
Yeah, and think about the laser surgery that the ophthalmologists do, you know, for retinas and things. It's just absolutely amazing. So now we're talking about therapeutic or healing lasers. We're using what we call a class 4 laser, which is light therapy, different spectrums of light that actually go through tissue and enhance healing responses and decrease inflammation and pain. So in fact, I just heard on the radio coming down here, they're advertising on the radio for nail fungus.
Right,
people.
They're after that laser
right?
thing. Is that the same type of thing?
I don't know what type of laser that is, but I would be willing to bet it's similar. And then we have...
The reason this all kind of came up, because, you know, I just trust spirit to guide through all of this. And, you know, about my kitten, Miss Sophie Sweet Cheeks, and that after she got old enough to start running around and jumping and stuff, I realized that her tail's dead.
Mm-hmm.
At least... 3/4 of it doesn't work. Now, it's not so dead that it just hangs straight down. She can lift it, but then she can't control the rest of the tail. Now, I did an interesting observation, because she can't feel anything through most of the tail. And, Bill, you confirmed this when we examined her. But when she does her Halloween cat and goes...
Yeah.
The hair puffs out all the way down her tail. I thought that was kind of weird. That if it's dead, that just didn't quite make sense to me. But at any rate, the last Vet Sunday we did with Dr. Mike Saluski was here, and I told him about Sophie's tail, and he was saying, well, you know, it might be worth, because normally what would happen, folks, and what is likely to happen is that when Sophie gets spayed, when Dr. Bill spays her, he would amputate the part of her tail that doesn't work. Because it does affect her balance and all of that kind of stuff. But Dr. Mike said, well, why don't we try some electroacupuncture or something? Because maybe we could get those nerves to regenerate or whatever they have to do. I wasn't real wild about carting Miss Sophie Sweet Cheeks all the way down to Sumner, you know, to do acupuncture with Dr. Mike and all this kind of stuff. But so when I had her into Bill for vaccine, we were checking out the tail. He said, well,
why not try some laser therapy or some
so you suggested
electromagnetic wave
but
now therapy.
This isn't a laser, is it?
No, that's not. But it's energy medicine.
And this is called a CC loop?
A CC loop, that's right.
Well, now, is this an appropriate time to bring our guest
on?
Because anyway, so I have this little device that we're now using, we're experimenting. Sophie is a guinea pig. Miss Sophie Seacheeks, we're going to see if we can't fix her tail. But before we get into this, we're talking to
Joe Thompson.
Yeah. Now, who the heck is Joe?
Joe's an old friend of mine.
I've heard his name from you a lot, but I don't really know who Joe is. So before he gets on here, let's talk about
old friend of mine. He's been in veterinary medicine as a sales rep position, probably, I'm going to guess, 30 years.
Wow.
You can correct me on that. But he saw early on the need for rehabilitation medicine.
Okay.
So he's been involved in a lot of newer technologies, back underwater treadmills, and different sorts of laser units and the CC pulse electromagnetic wave antennas. And he's just kind of carved out a little niche for himself. He's got a great little website, and I'm sure he'll give us the website when he gets on.
Oh, cool.
So I thought he would be the perfect person to kind of give us information on class 4 lasers, like what we have at our office, and also this CC pulsed electromagnetic wave
therapy. I'm blown away about some of these devices and what they're capable of doing. Huh? And we know, if I don't know about it, there's a gazillion other people that don't know.
The body works on energy.
Yeah, so how about let's this guy, we're going straight to the horse's mouth, so to speak.
Might say that.
Dr. Bill's friend. Yep. Joe Thompson? Good morning, Joe. Welcome to Animal World.
Good morning. How are you today?
Well, we're doing great. How about you?
Doing great here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, how'd the race go?
I haven't heard yet.
Oh.
Still waiting to hear.
All right. Well, now, you heard us talking a little bit about you. You and Bill apparently go way back.
Yes.
So, Joe, why don't you give us a little history about yourself?
Well, as Dr. Bill said, I've been involved in the business side of veterinary medicine over 30 years, mm-hmm. In sales and marketing of various products throughout the years. I was with the veterinary division of Johnson & Johnson for a number of years. Mm. And then, like Dr. Bill said, about 7-8 years ago, I kind of saw that there was a trend coming in doing rehabilitative medicine for animals, and started building the business around that area of veterinary medicine. What I've kind of evolved into is, yes, I do physical therapy, rehabilitative medicine products, but really what it comes down to is I actually help veterinarians with non-invasive pain management. And that's really what it's all about. That's really what I do, is offer non-invasive pain management choices for veterinarians to use with their patients.
No. Okay, so we're saying non-invasive pain medicine. What would classify as invasive pain medicine?
Invasive would be injecting a drug or taking a tablet of some type.
So like the pain meds, like the patches?
Right,
pain medication that's now given to animals?
Yeah, the medications, that would be considered invasive. Because you're putting something, actually physically into the body.
Right, okay.
Where with the energy medicine, as Dr. Bill was talking, it's really a non-invasive form of therapy. And energy medicine really is starting to move more and more into mainstream veterinary medicine. They've kind of come kicking and screaming, but it's getting there, mainly because the technology is getting so much more advanced. There have been people working on various energy type products for thousands of years, when you think about it, because the ancient Greeks used light, which is the principle behind the laser therapy, to heal people back, before the time of Christ. Mm-hmm. And the Chinese have been using energy, primarily acupuncture, for thousands of years. And acupuncture can be done, of course, with the needles, but you can actually just apply pressure to certain points in the body and get an effect as well. And all this has to do with how the energy flows in the body and how or providing specified energy to the body. So either altering how the energy flows or providing a new form of energy source to the body. That's what it basically is in a nutshell.
Okay. Now, I'm first interested in the device that I'm currently using, which I believe, the sheet I've got here, it's an CC portable.
Right, yes.
And I call it, or a CC loop.
Yes.
And I'm amazed at the fact that these things are now available, that you can have them and just this little thing I can use at home, so I don't have to drive all over the place for electroacupuncture. The device looks like there's a flat, round plastic piece
Disc.
Disc. Okay, yeah, that flat round. How would you go?
Quick,
a little
aren't I?
UFO here.
UFO, right.
Yeah, the UFO.
And then there's a bendable coated wire.
Antenna.
Loop. Antenna, but it's like a loop.
Right.
Yeah, I related to like the old UHF antenna on the old TVs. That's what it looks like.
And then on the disc part of it, there you push it to turn it on, and it flashes a couple of little green eyeballs at you.
Mm-hmm.
And that means it's on. But when it's on, like if I turn it on, it doesn't make any noise. It doesn't vibrate or anything.
No.
It doesn't do, so can you explain to us, Joe, what the heck is this CC loop?
Okay. Well, that CC loop actually evolved, as I mentioned, you know, energy medicine's been around for thousands of years, but in the last 20 to 30 years, there have been a lot of research has been done in primarily human medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And that CC loop goes back to a technology in the 80s called electrobone stimulation. And many times when there's a fracture, the bone doesn't heal properly. I'm sure everyone's heard of somebody who's had a bone that didn't heal.
Right.
Or an animal that had a bone that didn't heal. Well, what companies did back in the 80s was they invented a way to put little electrodes, surgically implant an electrode on each side of the break and then put energy through it, electricity through it, and that would stimulate the bone cells, the osteoblast, and it would actually fuse the bone. This kind of goes back from that, and they just kept moving forward with different variations on this. There's another type of therapy called pulse signal therapy, which has also been used extensively in Europe in humans for 20 years. It's a variation of that as well. But what these folks did, this is was a company out of New Jersey originally, and they said, well, if it'll heal bone, why wouldn't this work on every kind of tissue? Why wouldn't it work on skin and ligaments and muscle and so forth? So there was a human plastic surgeon who was interested in the technology and started kind of playing with it. And, you know, some $30 million later, they were able to come up with a product that the loop that you're talking about weighs about 1.6 ounces.
Yeah.
And it was originally designed to be incorporated into a bandage or cast and set home with the client, and the client would wear this for a number of days. It would come on automatically and do the therapy and then shut off.
Mm-hmm.
So that CC loop, many times products are used in animals first, and then they use them in humans, and this product kind of went the other way around. It was really a human product.
So it's like transfer factor.
Right.
This was tested on humans before we're using it on our animal friends.
Exactly. Well, you know, there were animal studies to support the FDA clearance of it. It was a human product, okay? And what this product does, it's actually very simple. The technology is very simple when you break it down.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little radio generator in there that emits a very minute signal. It's about 1/1,000th of the energy in your cell phone.
Hmm.
And you don't feel anything. But I have found out that if you try to put it on near your head and you have your iPod on, you can hear the pulsing through your iPod headphone. I do have some people who say that they can feel it because people respond differently to energy. But anyway, it releases this little microelectric signal that causes a specific action of particular cells in the body or process in the body where the mineral calcium binds with the protein calmodulin. And this signal accelerates that binding. When they bind, the byproduct which is given off is nitric oxide. And nitric oxide was proven back in the 90s to be when you can stimulate nitrous oxide. That's what the dentist gives you.
Yeah.
Nitric oxide, when it's released in the bloodstream, that helps to reduce pain and inflammation. And there was a gentleman named Dr. Louis Signara who won the Nobel Prize in Medicine in 1998 for discovering that mode of action. And basically that's what these Assisi loops do, is they accelerate the production of nitric oxide in the body.
Interesting. Because did you hear the story about how what we're using it for with my little Sophie, my little kitten, who's got the dead tail?
I just kind of heard a little bit there when I was waiting, you know, in the green phone or whatever you call
it. On the green room. Yeah. That's good. We'll call it the green phone. Joe was on the green phone. Mm. Okay, that works. All right. Now, because Sophie, she can lift her tail, but, you know, then it droops over because she can't feel anything or control it like three quarters of the way.
Mm-hmm.
So Bill's idea was to have me test this Assisi loop, and it's interesting. When it's turned on, it's a field of energy that it produces.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of football shaped,
right?
Over and under the loop, and so Bill has me laying this over the base of her tail, and I am to do this for 15 minutes twice a day, which, let me tell you, is a trick in and among itself with a peel 'em off the wall ninja kitten like I've got. But we are managing to do it. What are we expect? What might this do? Is it possible that it could get her tail to work again?
Well, I can tell you that I've been working with this product now not quite 2 years,
mm-hmm.
and we've had a very wide range of veterinarians who've been using it. Everyone from boarded surgeons to a number of veterinarians who are boarded in pain management,
mm-hmm.
to rehab veterinarians, to everyday general practitioners. And I'm at the point anymore where I tell people it's worth a try. Because we've had so many just incredible reports and case studies that have come in of cases that, you know, folks really kind of considered them, you know, hopeless.
Can you give us some examples of these cases?
Yeah, we had one just the other day. I might be at a loss to the exact scientific term right now, okay?
Mm-hmm. That's okay.
Dr. Bill, maybe you can, I told you about it.
Sphingomyelia?
Pardon?
Sphingomyelia.
Yeah.
Oh, well, no wonder you couldn't do it. Sphingomyelia? What the heck is that?
It's a cyst that forms in the spinal cord, generally kind of around the neck or base of the brain.
Oh.
It's a common genetic condition of Cavalier King Charles Spaniels.
Oh.
And a veterinarian in St. Louis tried it on this poor dog, and lo and behold, it worked.
Well, no, meaning that this condition, what Dr. Bill, causes a lot of pain for these dogs?
Well, this condition causes these animals to scratch at the back of their neck to where they'll rub the hole of the skin even.
Wow.
Because it's so annoying to them. And this dog apparently completely stopped doing this after, you know, about a week's worth of treatments. We've had a lot of really chronic osteoarthritis cases that have responded to this. We've had, very interestingly enough, we've had a lot of neurological cases, cervical nerve conditions, post-surgery with, like, laminectomies and so forth, to such an extent where I've even told the company that they really need to do a formal neurological study, because we know that this technology has been proven to help regenerate a number of tissues such as cartilage and bone and blood vessels. And I've had enough response back that I think there might even be some type of a neurological response.
Well, and these things are available for humans as well?
Yes, they are, but I honestly can't. I don't deal with humans.
Well, because I'm wondering, because I'm thinking, you know, Scotty, who you talk to, you know, our call screener, he's got a bulging disc in his lower back.
Yeah, he just needs to go to his doctor and have his doctor contact, you know, the company and have them because I don't.
But you're saying that because he can be in incredible pain, and now they do injections of steroids now.
Anytime you're anybody that's getting steroid injections or animal that's getting steroid injections is a possible candidate for the CC product.
And so is this something like the patient would wear it all the time?
No, they just 15 minutes twice a day.
15 minutes twice a day, that's all?
That's it. And
so it doesn't do, you think, well, 15 minutes twice a day, why don't I do 30 minutes twice a day?
Well, 30 minutes we found doesn't get you any farther along than 15.
Okay.
But we have found that if you do more than one treatment a day, like if you want to do three or four, that does help sometimes. But doing the longer period of time does not. In fact, we're manufacturing new products with shorter times because even possibly 10 minutes is enough. But, 15 minutes twice a day. And, you know, with a lot of animals, particularly like my animals at least in the evening, where are they? Well, they're on your lap or, you know, right near you, and it's very. I find it's been very easy to administer the therapy that way.
So these little Assisi loops, and they're actually designed then to do what like Bill's done with me, that it go home with the owner and the patient.
Treated. That's where they're really finding their place in veterinary medicine. Because again, going back to sending a pain remedy home with the client, you know, for the patient at home, there are a number of animals that absolutely cannot tolerate the drugs. They cannot tolerate the NSAIDs that are on the market.
Right.
Just like some people can't tolerate NSAIDs. And steroids have a lot of, you know, negative side effects.
Yeah.
So these are ideal for either animals that can't tolerate these drugs or the client just doesn't want to give the animal the drugs for the other health reasons.
I know with Sophie, Dr. Bill's having me lay this loop right over the base of her tail.
Right.
Now, thinking about Scotty being sort of a similar thing, if he were going to use something like this, I mean, he'd just put this over the base of his spine 15 minutes twice a day?
He'd have to consult his physician.
Right.
That's what you would do.
So yeah. I'm wondering now, in the piece of paper that came along with this, it says that these units are disposable, but what I know they have a battery in them, it looks like.
Right.
Can you replace the battery after a while? Or are these meant to just once the battery wears out, you throw them away and get a new one?
We prefer you recycle them properly. The battery properly.
Okay.
Yeah. Send it to your... I drop them in the electronics recycling box at Staples or Best Buy.
The whole device?
The whole thing.
The whole thing. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how long do they last, do you know?
They're different units, but most commonly there's a unit that has 90 15-minute treatments in it.
90, okay. So like with a case with that situation with the Cavalier and the thing going on in the neck, it's working for the pain. Is it you use it for a while and then don't have to use it anymore, or you use it consistently for the rest of the animal's life, or does it depend on the condition?
It really depends on animal to animal, case to case, which brings up another point in that my experience with the energy medicine. And it doesn't make a difference whether it's the CC or the class 4 laser or shockwave therapy or whatever it is, whatever type of electrostim, it doesn't make any difference. My experience with energy medicine, in animals at least, is that there is absolutely no logical rhyme or reason how it or why it works with one animal as opposed to another. You can have an animal that can be, I mean, really suffering badly and do one or two treatments, and that animal's a completely different animal. You can have another animal that is not anywhere near as bad and do 20 treatments and get almost no response at all.
Huh.
Although I will say that with these technologies, the incidence of success is, you know, much higher In fact, in the recent work that we've done with the Assisi, 85% of the veterinarians who've used the product say that they would recommend it to a colleague.
Wow.
That's pretty high.
Now, another question before we go to break here is, I'm wondering, because you mentioned like dogs with osteoarthritis. And I'm thinking, well, that would present in a number of different joints of their body.
Right.
So do you have to, like, do 15 minutes on every joint of the body, or do you just put it on one place, or how do you treat an animal that's got an overall condition like that?
Unfortunately, you'd have to treat each area. However, remember, we're releasing this nitric oxide.
Yeah.
And there may be somewhat of a systemic effect as well.
Huh. Okay.
But generally, you're probably going to have to treat
Each site. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Joe, we're going to put you on hold for a moment while we take care of our advertisers and sponsors, and then we'll come back and find out what's the difference between this kind of electro Assisi loop and these class 4 lasers, and then this shock therapy. And I'm wondering, Dr. Bill, remember years ago Dr. Brune brought in some kind of special thing that was supposed to help heal? Was that the shockwave thing?
Yeah, he had a shockwave unit.
Does he still have that and use
it? He still has it. I don't know. I haven't heard him talk much about it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Stay with us. More energy medicine to come right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Okay, caught him a little by surprise. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. And Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Now, I want you to check out Jones & Company. Go to their website, www.jonesandcompanypets.com. Check out everything that's on sale. You'll realize it's always worth a trip to Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville, just up the street from Quilceta Veterinary Clinic. And when you're there, be sure and join the Preferred Customer Club. Get your card. It keeps track of what you spend. And you get discounts along the way and free food, canned and dry, depending on what you buy. So check them out. Jones & Company Pets in Marysville. Give them a call at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Call karma specialist and metaphysical mother Robin Alexis for your free on-air readings Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Psychic medium Robin Alexis helps countless people to live fuller and more conscious lives on Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. Call Wednesdays for your free on-air readings and hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Thursdays at 8 p.m. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
The Gary Mance Show, it's the home of mastery and mystery.
Sunday nights at 7 Pacific, we invite you to practice the art of constructive living with the help of experts in fields of personal transformation.
We also love to explore enduring mysteries in the realm of the paranormal.
It's something daring, something different after dusk, every time with the A-Team of Alternative Talk.
Lighting the dark corners of your mind, it's a show like no other.
Mastery and mystery rules on The Gary Mance Show. Join us, won't you?
Oh, far out.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've known the good folks at Invisible Fence Northwest for more than 20 years now. And like me, they love helping people solve their pet-related problems. Their humane solutions can keep your animal friend from darting out the front door or safe within your yard. Keep pets off furniture and counters or out of bedrooms and kitchens. Their gentle training methods allow your animal friends to discover boundaries on their own terms. Go to InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800- code FENC. Tell them I sent you, and you'll save $100. So call them for a free in-home evaluation and estimate today.
Dogs and cats can experience bad breath, gas, and intestinal discomfort even with a healthy diet. OptiGest is a complete formula of four plant-based enzymes and is the food for the healthy bacteria which supports the natural balance that can be upset by diet change, travel or separation, or the normal aging process. OptiGest has no inactive ingredients or fillers. OptiGest's natural formula supports intestinal balance and a healthy immune system to promote more comfortable, active, and vibrant dogs and cats. Go to inclover.com/OptiGest for more information.
Would you like to communicate with Robin Alexis when you need your metaphysical questions answered? Robin invites you to become a member of her online Soul Spa, where she answers your questions in the form of audio recordings and in her private members-only forum, all right from her website. And now she's offering you a one-month trial membership for only $1 at robinalexis.com. The membership includes access to her one-on-one phone sessions at a special rate, three powerful Reiki healing portals that allow you to receive support whenever you need it, weekly and monthly group meditations where people from all over the world bring their energies together at the same time, copies of her two ebooks, and a powerful Reiki screensaver. To take advantage of this one-month trial membership for only $1, go to robinalexis.com and click the banner that says Communicate with Robin.
Bringing you fresh perspectives every day. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and sorry to say we're winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's Vet Sunday today. Dr. Bill Burlingame from Quilceta Veterinary Clinic in Marysville is in the house. Gary's here, Scotty's here, and we have on the phone Joe Thompson, who is the energy medicine guy.
Hello.
Hey, Joe. I just found out from Bill you and I are related.
Really?
Well, yes, because the cat half of my heart is owned by Abyssinians, and the dog half of my heart is owned by Golden Retrievers.
Oh, well, yes.
So
absolutely.
You see, I understand that we are related.
Yes.
Because you have both, right?
That's true, yes.
Ah, see, I knew I liked this guy. Yeah. Now, what kind of Abyssinian? Do you have a Ruddy?
Have a Ruddy.
Yeah, yeah. That's a Scooty, Scotty, is a Ruddy.
Yeah, only...
Scooty, Scotty, is a Ruddy. Okay, that makes sense. All right. Now, we are talking energy medicine here. We've been talking about this Assisi loop, the Assisi portable. Now, but this is electric stuff?
Electromagnetic.
Electromagnetic pulse.
The technical name for the device is targeted pulsed electromagnetic field therapy, and targeted because it targets that specific chemical reaction that I was mentioning earlier.
Right.
That's why it's called targeted. And should probably tell folks that they can go to my website, which is www.mtavet.com, and on the Assisi page, there are videos, there's scientific papers that they can download. You know, just one thing about this device, you know, when I'm talking with other veterinarians or, you know, anyone, is that this device is very well-rounded in science, okay? It has an FDA clearance for pain and edema anywhere in the human body.
Wow.
And Medicare and Medicaid will pay for the treatment of class 3 and class 4 wounds, which are bad wounds, infectious wounds, in people. So a lot of veterinarians, a lot of people think that this is, you know, kind of foo-foo stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But this technology is supported by very hard science. And a lot of those papers and stuff are available on that website, mtavet.com.
All right, mtavet.com. Now, this Assisi loop, it's an electromagnetic stimulation, and it's used for to help heal,
right,
like bone or tissue, and to help alleviate pain.
That's right. Pain, inflammation, swelling, and wound healing are the indications for it.
Now, Dr. Bill, you had told me that I was to do this twice a day, 15 minutes each time on Sophie's Tail, and to do it for a week. And I think you said it's either going to work or it isn't, sort of thing. Is
right.
that why if it, you do it for a week and nothing happens, nothing's going to happen, Joe? Or
yeah, usually within, you know, 7 days, you know, 5 to 7 days, you're going to notice something's happening or not.
Okay.
With you know, pretty much all these therapies.
All
you
right.
know, if you go 10 days, that's probably, you know, I mean, but you'll see, you're usually going to see something, you know, relatively soon in most cases if it's going to have an effect.
Okay.
And it all just depends on the animal, the body. I mean, like I mentioned
right.
earlier, there's absolutely no logical scientific rhyme or reason as to why one animal will just respond fantastic and another will have a minor response and another won't have any response. But again, we see that it has animals get a response more than not, and whenever you can, you know, be more than not in anything, it's usually worth at least giving it a try.
Well, I don't know. I work a lot off of my intuitive senses and how things feel to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, this feels really good to me.
Okay.
I really like it. And I've been getting information from Spirit for years to watch what's going on with lasers.
Mm-hmm.
And that the healing would come along. So let's talk about these class 4 lasers, because you also do these, right, Joe?
Yes.
But what's the difference? Tell us about, because we've got the Assisi, and this is electromagnetic stimulation. What about the class 4 lasers, and what's the difference, and kind of educate us, would you?
Okay, well, it's a different type of energy. The class 4 lasers, let me just back up a little bit. Lasers, a laser stands for light amplification by stimulated emission of radiation. And lasers have been around since the 40s. And they've been used industrially for, you know, 30, 40 years now to do everything from cut steel to shoot it to the moon to see how far away the moon is. So lasers are used in everything, your CD players, laser pointers, and so forth. Excuse me. A laser pointer is like a class 1 laser.
Oh, okay. Like the little the little lasers we use as laser dots to play with the cats?
Yes, those are class 1 lasers.
That's a class 1, okay.
So they continue to class lasers and by the energy that they put out.
Mm-hmm.
And the class 4 lasers, remember we talked, I know you talked about the cutting laser earlier. Basically what we've done with the therapy lasers, we've just redistributed the energy so that instead of being able to cut, it's a more dispersed beam and it concentrates the photons so that it can have a healing effect.
Uh-huh.
So the class 4 lasers are just a more powerful type of laser which has been around forever. But going back, the use of light to heal has, you know, again, been around for thousands of years. But when we concentrate you can lay in the sun if you have certain conditions, and the sun will heal those conditions, certain skin conditions,
uh-huh.
and so forth. There's even certain metabolic conditions that can be healed by just exposure to sunlight. And with these lasers, what we've done is we've taken light, photonic energy, and concentrated that beam so that it can penetrate deeper within the body.
Mm.
And basically and this is another technology that has, I believe that there's been 3,000 papers now written on laser, uses of laser in therapy. Of course, lasers, we talked about the surgical lasers, but there's actually an entire medical journal now published on laser medicine for humans, okay?
Yeah, and like we don't get to talk about it all that often. I think we're going to do more from now on. But Dr. Bill, like I said, you've been doing laser surgery for years, but now you also say you have this class 4 laser,
right?
At Quilcita.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do with the class 4 laser, Joe?
Well, the laser basically will do. We talked about some of the other conditions. That the Assisi used mm-hmm. for pain, edema, osteoarthritis, any type of tendonitis, wound healing. The laser does all those things. It's just a more intense form of energy. So I like to think of the laser as something that the veterinarian might use in the clinic, you know, to kind of jump start the healing process. And then you send the animal home with the SCC loop to kind of continue it at home.
Okay, now that's ringing a bell, because I said, Dr. Bill, you told me about a particular case that that got your engine going related to all of this. So explain to us what got you excited about
this. Well, Joe, you're familiar with Bob McClung's case with that brachial plexus injury?
I believe I remember. It's been a while, yes.
It's a dog that came in that was hit by a car and damaged the nerve root to the right front leg and paralyzed the leg. And in 35 years of practice, I have never, ever seen one of those respond and work again once that nerve root's damaged.
Yeah, and that's why I had to put my Chowie Golden, right. My beloved Chowie. So, I ended up putting him down because of that exact same thing. Paralyzed that front leg.
Dr. McClung treated that in the office, in his office in Ohio, two or three treatments with a class 4 laser, and then he sent home...
Timeout. A treatment in clinic with a class 4 laser, that's
right.
What you have. Is that like do you just like lay it on the...
It's a wand,
that
emits a light. You can see the light.
Is it like a 15-minute treatment
It varies with the number, with the amount of energy that you need to get, depending upon if it's a superficial wound or if it's a deep issue that you calculate.
So there's some education needed in using this class 4 laser.
Right.
And it's done in the veterinary hospital.
Right.
It doesn't go home with the patient.
Correct.
And then
he followed up with the Assisi unit at home, and that dog's walking on that leg.
Wow.
And when Dr. McClung told me that story, I was like, whoa.
Because you said you've never, I had to put my dog down for that. You've never, ever seen that ever heal.
No.
But he did the class 4 laser in the veterinary hospital, and then the Assisi loop home, and the dog's walking normal.
Yeah.
You said full recovery.
Yep.
That is unbelievable.
And I'm sure, Joe, you've got some cases on your website, I assume?
Yeah, there's links out there to the K-Laser site there.
Right.
But again, with the laser, there are just certain things that... it really seems to work very well on, like some of these skin conditions that don't heal up.
Mm-hmm. Lick granulomas.
Anus. Is another great one. Oh, even otitis externa.
Right. Ear infections, anal gland problems. We use it in the office post-surgically for incisions or extraction sites. Some will use it for an abscess that comes in.
Wow.
You can treat deep through the tissue and help with infection.
I mean, now I know, because I know you, Dr. Bill, and how open you are and that you're always looking for new and better ways to help our animal friends heal. And so, like I said, you've had the surgical laser for years. You've done all kinds of things that a lot of other vets don't do, but you have the class 4 laser,
right.
And you obviously knew about the Assisi loop, because that's where, Joe, since you sell this stuff, how common is it for veterinarians to have these things and be aware of this stuff these days?
Not very.
That's what I'm thinking.
The veterinary profession, like the human medical profession, unfortunately has been somewhat, indoctrinated that if you really need to inject it or put or be a pill or it doesn't work. But I will say that in the last 10 years, it's starting to change. And the reason why it is changing is because the companies that are sponsoring these types of products, like the Class 4 laser and the SCC, they are doing, very extensive research, which is kind of hard to, to really, and, in many cases, they'll do research on a drug, and if they get a 40% efficacy, they think, you can get an FDA approval for it. And, we would sit there, with some of these therapies, if I can't get at least a 50% success rate with it, I don't even want to mess with them. And because it's just not worth the time for the doctor to try the product.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, with these things, you know, I see, you know, 70, 80, 90%. One clinic told me the other day that they'd been keeping track of their laser cases, and they felt that they were getting about a 95% success rate.
Wow.
And the company only says 80. So, but the reason is, you know, it's just opening their minds to, you know, some possibilities of some new technology. I was from that school, and I'm sure Dr. Bill was too. You know, I worked for Johnson & Johnson for years, you know, the big drug company, and how, you know, the whole thing with all this stuff was just, you know.
They can't be real wild.
How can this really work?
This stuff.
You know, I used to didn't even believe in acupuncture. and now if I had all, you know, all the time in the world and didn't have to worry about anything else, I think I'd go study that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, veterinarians are slowly coming around to this, mainly, one, because of the research, but two, it's just very hard to refute the results.
Well, the clients are starting to request this type of therapy,
yeah.
And that's why I thought having this program or this discussion on the program this morning is to make the public aware and drive a demand. And if veterinarians start getting requests from their clients, then they start looking into it. And
hey, Joe,
mm-hmm.
I think you ought to consider advertising here on Animal World because, I mean, look what we did for Pleckner stuff up here. You know, we'll put you on the map, and we'll get these things in veterinary hospitals all over the place. Right now, everybody's going to be going to Marysville, and all the other vets are going to wonder where the heck their patients went because they're all going to Dr. Bill.
Well, I guess he won't mind that. Now, the veterinarians are slowly. I had a veterinarian in New Jersey about 3 weeks ago who got one of the loops, you know, to try, and she had called me up, and she outright said to me, when I saw this thing, I had already made up my mind that there was no way it was going to work.
Yeah.
I just said, there's no way. It's not going to work. And she was calling up to order more of them.
Yes, don't you just love them?
And you know, and like I said, you know, we've got, you know, some with all these products now. Some of the mainline, you know, well-renowned veterinary academics are starting to talk about this. People like Dr. Tim Crow, who's one of the top surgeons in the whole world, is talking about energy medicine. He's written articles on energy medicine. Dr. Jamie Gaynor, who's the foremost authority on animal pain probably in the world out of Colorado Springs, he's talking about these things now. So we're starting to get some well-respected, renowned, you know, veterinarians, not that Dr. Bill is not, but I mean, you know, people who are on the speaking circuit who have, you know, 20 degrees behind their name, out there saying, you guys need to look at this, you need to at least try this, you need to learn about it, because it's, you know, we are in the 2000s now, and, you know, things are changing, and there's more stuff out there. I can tell you that in Europe, they're always working on other, I mean, I can't even wait to hear what the next thing's going to be. Because
well,
all this stuff
cool.
has come out of Europe.
Unfortunately,
basically.
We are out of time for today's show. Joe, I hope you will join us again. I'll see how soon I can get Dr. Bill for another Vet Sunday, and we'll have you join us again, because I think we've just touched the tip of the iceberg here and need to do a lot more talking about this. Before we run out of time, though, I want everybody to know, if you want to check out Joe's website, because they can find out about these products, right, Joe?
That's correct.
And that's www.mtavet.com. mtavet.com. We've got callers. People are calling Scotty, and they want to know how to order these Assisi loops. Now, is your website the best place to?
No, well, they can direct their veterinarian. They have to.
Okay.
A veterinarian has to administer the product, so
if you want to get it, you're going to have right now. The only place to get it would be through Dr. Bill.
Dr. Bill,
yep.
But they can send their veterinarian to us, and we'll take care of them.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Joe's website, www.mtavet.com. You can email Dr. Bill about transfer factor or the loop, I guess, at qcvet.com, or you can see him at Quilceda Veterinary Clinic in Marysville. The phone number is 360-659-8482. 360-659-8482. Next week, Ann Martin, Food Pets Die For. We're giving away books. We'll take your calls. And I'll let you know as soon as I can get Dr. Bill back. Gary, are we good time-wise? Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Scotty. And let me remind you, animals have feelings, too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to open your heart. Share your love with all living things. And we'll talk to you again next week.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers.